Good day, America. Big L, Next Level Sports have got game doing the update thing. Wow, what a weekend it was, and what a week it's going to be. Oh, featuring the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball have got game. Now, don't forget, oh, the NFL draft will kick off on Thursday. Oh, man. Oh, let's do the baseball thing. On Sunday, the Red Sox took out the Pirates 6-1, completing the weekend sweep. Oh, speaking of getting swept, the Phillies beat the White Sox 8-2 on Sunday, completing the weekend sweep. And yes, the Guardians beat the A's 6-2 on Sunday, completing the weekend sweep. Oh, my. Other scores. The Yankees took out the Rays 5-4. The Tigers took out the Twins 6-1. The Marlins beat the Cubs 6-3. Oh, the Padres took out the Blue Jays 6-3. Oh, the Diamondbacks took out the Giants 5-3. To shutout roll we go. Yesterday, there was not one, not two, not three, not four, but five shutouts. Wow, the Astros and Nationals got on in D.C. The Nationals scored 3 in the first, 2 in the fifth, and 1 in the sixth, shutting out the Astros 6-0 in Cincinnati. The Reds and Angels got it on, and in the bottom of the sixth, the Reds scored 3, and that was all it took. Game over! Game over! The Reds shut out the Angels 3-0. Oh, to Casey we go. The Royals playing host to the Baltimore O's, and what a host they were, giving up back-to-back jacks in the third, and that was it. Game over. Game over. The O's shout out the Royals 5-0. To St. Louis we go. Oh, the Cardinals played host to the Milwaukee Brewers and were shut out. The Brewers scored 2 runs in the seventh, and that was it. Game over. Game over. The Brewers shout out the Cardinals 2-0. Wow. Oh, let's go to L.A., baby. Oh, the Dodgers and Mets got it on and won a game. A beat down affair. The Dodgers scored 2 in the third on a 2-run jack by Altani and scored 8 more in the fifth. The Dodgers shut out the Mets 10-0. Wow, what a beat down. Oh, my. Hold on tight. Big L's on the mic. Coming up, the NBA playoffs. Was your team in it? And did they win it? Hey, welcome back. Wow, the NBA playoff tipped off on Saturday with 4 games, and the excitement was truly next level. Oh, featuring the Lakers and Nuggets. Oh, my, the Magic and Cavaliers, the Suns and Timberwolves, the Knicks and the Sixers. And who would have thought the Cavaliers would take out the Magic by 14? Wow, the Cavs led it from start to finish, leading 53-41 at the half and winning it 97-83. Over the Magic. Mitchell led the scoring for the winning Cavs with 30, and Banchero had 24 and a losing effort for the losing Magic. Oh, to Minnesota we go. The Suns and Timberwolves got on. Minnesota led it 61-51 at the half and won it 120-95 over the Sun. Edwards for the Timberwolves led all scores with 33, and Durant had 31 and a losing effort for the losing Suns. Oh, my. To Madison Square Garden we go. The Knicks playing host to the Sixers. And what a win for the Knicks. They led it 58-46 at the half. And what a motivating factor that was. The Sixers won the third quarter, outscoring the Knicks 36-21. And it did not matter. For you see, they lost the fourth quarter and they lost the game. The Knicks took out the Sixers 111-104. Hart led the scoring for the winning Knicks with 22 points. And Maxey had 33 points in a losing effort for the losing Sixers. Oh, my. To Denver we go. The Nuggets playing host to the LA Lakers. And what a game it was. Or should I say, what a first half it was. The Lakers featuring LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Oh, they led it 60-57 at the half, and it did not matter. The Nuggets won the third quarter, and they won the game 114-103 over LeBron James and the Lakers. While Jokic led the scoring for the winning Nuggets with 32, and Anthony Davis had 30. 30- 32 points in a losing effort for the losing Lakers. And on Sunday, it was all much the same. The home court advantage continued to dominate with one exception. Oh, to Oklahoma City we go. The Thunder playing host to the New Orleans Pelicans. And what a host they were at the half. Oh, the game was tied up 43-43. Wow, what a show. The Pelicans had brought their A game without Zion. Oh my, the Pelicans stayed in it and had a chance to win it. To the fourth quarter we go, and what a show. With 32 seconds left, the score tied up at 90 all. The Storm featuring Alexander scores and was fouled while a three-point game winning play. Check this. On the last play of the game, with the Pelicans down by two, the Pelicans pulled out the coaching blunder. Instead of them running a two-point game time play, it seemed like McCollum didn't know what to do and threw up a game-losing shot, and that was it. Game over. Game over. The Storm took out the Pelicans 94-92. Wow, what a finish. Alexander led the scoring for the winning Pelicans with 28,000 points. And Murphy had 21 points in a losing effort for the losing Pelicans. Fans, I gotta say this right. Keeping it real. Alexander, oh my, he's got serious game, and he really makes the Oklahoma City Thunder into a true thunderstorm. Oh my, no doubt about it. Oh, he's up in there for player of the year. Oh my, oh, to Boston we go. The Celtics playing host to the Heat. The game has predicted a beat down affair. Oh, the Butler wasn't in it, and the Heat had no chance to win it. Boston led it 60-45 at the half and won it 114-94 over the Heat. Tatum led the scoring for the winning Celtics with a triple-double, 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. And Adebayo had 24 points and a losing effort for the losing Heat. Now check this. The Mavericks and Clippers got it on in L.A. The game, a beat down affair. The Clippers led it 56-30 at the half. The Mavericks scored 22 points in the first quarter and just 8 points in the second quarter. Wow, what a coaching blunder. An embarrassing performance for a team with superstar talent. 8 points? Just 8 points? Oh my, I am not a Dallas fan, but I am an NBA fan. And yes, the Mavericks won the third quarter, and they won the fourth quarter, and it did not matter. They still lost the game. And yes, I blame Coach Jason Kidd. 8 points in a quarter? Oh, what a loser. Oh, the Clippers took out the Mavericks 109-97. And Harden led the scoring for the winning Clippers with 28 points. And Luka had 33 points and a losing effort for the losing Mavericks. Oh my, to Milwaukee we go, and what a show. The Bucks playing host to the Indiana Pacers. Now check this, Giannis for the Bucks did not play, and it did not matter. What mattered most was home court advantage, and it showed all weekend long in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard and the Bucks beat the Pacers like they stole something, while the Bucks scoring 30 in the first quarter and 39 in the second quarter. Why? Because Damian Lillard was on fire, scoring an estimated 35,000 points in the first half. The Bucks led 69-42 at the half, and that was it. Game over. Game over. The Bucks took out the Pacers 109-94, and Lillard led the scoring for the winning Bucks with 35,000 points. So it seemed, and his sheer presence was a motivating factor for the winning Bucks. And Siakam had 36 points and a losing effort for the losing Pacers. Wow, what a weekend it was, and what a week it's going to be. Tonight, the NBA playoffs have got game featuring the Magic and the Cavaliers, the Sixers and Knicks, and the Lakers and Nuggets. And yes, the NFL draft is just 3 days out, and what a shopping spree it will be. The quarterback market is packed with talent. Wow, I can't wait to see it. Oh, my. Wow, Big L Next Level Sports have got game doing the update thing. Email your questions or comments to nextlevelsports57@gmail.com. Oh, share it with family and friends. Have a great day. Big L Next Level Sports have got game.